Youth Chamber Connection brings musicians together from different schools and different places to play. And today, you'll meet everybody, but just to give you a sense, I think everybody's a teen now, am I right? Or is Maya 19? 18, so everyone's a teen. We have somebody from Chester, West Virginia, and then in Pittsburgh, Bethel Park, Morningside, Hopewell in Beaver County, and Wexford. So these five different folks have all come together to play, and it's now a pleasure to welcome the Atonic Quintet. Atonic Wind Quintet performing live in our studios here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We are going to hear one more selection from them, and then you'll have a chance to meet the musicians. We'll also talk about a concert coming up featuring the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, I believe, in May, and more about opportunities. Do I have that? Oh, it's the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. My apologies. Coming up in May. They'll know more about that than I do, but we'll talk to you about that in a moment. Here now is a piece from Mozart, German dance. Allegro is its title. ¶¶ Atonic Wind Quintet. And I just was taking a look at the Youth Chamber Connection website for the first time in a while. And it's such a pleasure to see how Youth Chamber Connection has evolved over the past few years. Laurie Cunningham is here. Jessica is here too, representing the connection. And let's now meet each of our musicians. I'm going to ask you to just grab that mic right there, snap it out of the stand. I think you're Kayla, right? Can you tell me a bit about yourself?
I'm from Chester, West Virginia. I go to Oakland High School. I've been playing the flute for about 8 years, and I plan to continue playing it in college.
This is your senior year, right?
Yes, it is.
Do you know what your plans are for the fall?
I'm most likely going to go to Duquesne University, major in flute performance.
You've got somebody right here who is from going to Duquesne, I think, right? Maya, I think. We'll find out when we talk together. We'll find out. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody who might be listening?
My parents and my little brother at home and my flute teacher, Gail Looney.
When did you discover that you really had a passion for playing flute?
Probably when I started taking private lessons. That's when I started seriously considering doing it.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Was there anything hard? I mean, do you remember a barrier or something you really had to overcome to start to enjoy it? Or did you enjoy it from the very beginning?
I've always enjoyed it. I just love playing.
Yeah, learning it when you're a little bit older probably helps a bit. Well, I wish you the best of luck. It's really great to have you here today. Thanks.
Thank you.
And now we'll meet the next person. I think this is Matthew, right?
Yes, my name is Matthew Rygelski. I live in the city of Pittsburgh's Morningside neighborhood, and I am a junior at the Pittsburgh Creative and Performing Arts High School located in downtown Pittsburgh.
And you are playing clarinet?
Yes.
And first of all, have you been at Kappa for all of your high school or middle school years?
I was accepted there for ninth grade. So I've been there since the ninth grade.
Well, that's terrific. Some folks don't have a good sense of what happens at Kappa in terms of the daily schedule. It's all just music, right? That's all you do. No, I'm kidding. Kappa's got a pretty tough curriculum in traditional academic subjects. And also provides opportunities to really focus on music or art or writing. Can you tell me what no day's really typical, but right. what a typical day is?
So in the morning at Kappa for high schoolers, you have your academics first, while the middle school has their arts first, and then in the afternoon, the high schoolers get to do the arts while the middle schoolers have academics.
And you really get a chance to focus in the afternoon, in your case.
Yes.
Now, you're going to be a senior next year. Have you thought about what you might want to do after graduation?
I really want to continue to do music pro professionally.
Excellent. Are you promise qualified, Pittsburgh promise qualified? You probably get asked that
right
all the
now,
time.
I'm currently standing on a 4.0 GPA, so yes, the Pittsburgh Promise is definitely something that I'm shooting for.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. Anybody you'd like to say hello to or
acknowledge? Thank you, Mom and Dad, for your support, and a shout out to my Uncle Lenny. Today is his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Uncle Lenny. Thanks. And now we'll meet Maya. And I mentioned the Pittsburgh Promise. You might not be aware, but those are scholarships if you attend Pittsburgh Public Schools and meet certain requirements, including GPA. There are scholarships available, not full scholarships, but great financial support for school. How are you, Maya?
I'm good.
It's Maya Waller. You've been here before, right?
Yeah.
And now, are you at Duquesne? Are you going to be beginning Duquesne?
I'm in my gap year. I'm a ringer for Duquesne. They're short on horns, so I
help them out. Okay, that's what I was. I've never heard that term, ringer.
That's just what they call it. I just heard like sub before, but
ringer's better than sub. Now, I've always regarded the French horn as a very difficult instrument to play. Is it?
Yes and no. I think people think of it as difficult, but I just think it's a lot of fun. I mean, I only started a little over 2.5 years ago, so I still have a lot of challenges ahead.
What did you play an instrument before that?
I played the oboe before it.
Now, what have you been doing with your year in between high school and with whatever you might be thinking of doing next?
I play in the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. I play in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. I have 2 woodwind quintets through the Youth Chamber Connection, and then I have 3 classes that I help out with at Duquesne.
You're a busy person.
Yeah.
That's hardly time to relax or take. It sounds like you're enjoying everything.
No, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra has a concert in May, correct?
Mother's Day, yeah.
How nice. And that's at 7 o'clock at Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland, right? Yeah. On Mother's Day. And that should be a great concert. Anything else you might want to mention about it?
We're playing Dvorak 8, which is a very great symphony. And it's great horn parts, so like I'm biased towards it. But yeah, I think it's really pretty. And Jess is over there shaking her head.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
My aunt, she lives in Shadyside. Hey, Aunt Linda.
Excellent. Thank you for being here. And now we go to Joshua, is it Faella?
Faella,
who is playing bassoon and is from Hopewell. Tell me about yourself.
So I'm a junior at Hopewell, which is middle of nowhere, kind of, about like 35 minutes past the airport or so. So I started on bassoon maybe a year and a half ago. My band director, Kit Kuiper, he has been adamant for years to get a PSO musician to do a performance, teach us about their instrument. And he actually had Jim Rogers. He's the contrabassoonist in the PSO and our teacher. And he's also the coach for this quintet. Great guy.
Mr. Rogers, Jim Rogers, is an amazing guy and I imagine is a lot of fun to work with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The lessons are just, it's never really a lesson. It's fun. Yeah, so he's the whole reason I play this instrument. So thanks, Jim.
So did you play another instrument before?
Or? Yeah, I played flute and clarinet for about 6 years before.
I've always liked the sound of the bassoon. It's a very almost human-like sounding instrument when you listen to it. By the way, I neglected to mention the first piece that you played. What did you open with as a quintet, your first piece that you played?
It was from the Rika. It's called Andante Grazioso.
Thank you for helping me do my job. Any other shout-outs in addition to...
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for all the help and buying my bassoon. Big shout-out for that. And thanks, Jim, for being a great teacher.
And you're in your junior year now. Any thoughts about what you'll do after graduating?
Yeah, I want to study bassoon performance in Köln Hochschule für Musik und Tanz in Germany.
Have you been there to Germany yet?
No. I've been... studying German for years, so I think I'd be okay, but we'll figure that out as it comes.
Well, that's great. And I want you to know, I know where Beaver Grade Road is. That's in Hopewell, right? Mm-hmm. And I have a few other points of reference there. It's sort of, there's some things out there.
Yeah, we got a McDonald's. Yeah. That's the highlight.
To me, it was always Crystal Garden, but that's a whole other story. It's a big gardening store there. Thank you. And we'll meet our final quintet member, and then they have 2 more selections for us. This is who they all tuned to, I think. What's your name?
My name's Kirsten.
And you're playing oboe. Tell me about yourself.
So I started oboe 9 years ago, and... I've been just loving playing it, but I didn't get super serious about it until I joined Tripo 2 years ago, and then I decided that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
How wonderful. So thank you. What was it about your involvement with Tripo that led to that connection?
I think what really got me connected was starting orchestral music, because I always played in band, and being an oboe player in the orchestra just like really just made me beyond happy. I don't know. It's just something really different for me, and it's something that I want to do for the rest of my life now. So
that's
yeah.
Great. Would you like to acknowledge anybody or say hello to anybody?
Yeah, it was a crazy audition year for me, and my friends and family back in Bethel have been really supportive. And it's been like balancing everything that you're a part of, especially as a senior in high school, and doing college auditions is crazy. So I'm really thankful for all the support I got this year.
Speaking of college auditions, do you know what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to major in oboe performance, and I'm also going to study business, and I'm pretty sure about Duquesne. So, yeah.
Excellent. So you and Kayla might be together.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. And
yeah,
you can just place that microphone right on the table there. If you're just joining us, this is the Atonic Wind Quintet. They are part of Youth Chamber Connection. YouthChamberConnection.org is how you can learn more about their work in bringing players together and creating these wonderful quintets. Next, Alan Menken is the composer. They, I believe, have Beauty and the Beast for us. Once again, here they are.
Thank you.
The Atonic Wind Quintet, sounding just beautiful. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. They have one more selection, Quintet in E-flat by, you're being very symmetric, another piece by Anton Russia. You began. This is the fourth movement. Here they are. Thank you very much. And let me turn to Lori, if I can, really quickly. Is there anything we neglected to mention? You've got the Mother's Day concert with Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra. You're representing the Chamber Connection. And what a great thing you've done.
It's really fun. We have 19 chamber groups this year, from fifth graders to 12th graders. And they're all going to be playing in recital the weekend of May 5th and 6th. So watch our website, and I'll post the locations and times if anyone wants to come. All our concerts are free.
And I know we've got more scheduled here Saturday morning,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so we bring you people all spring.
Yeah, but you know, you started doing this about 4 years ago, 3 years.
This is our third year officially, and it's just grown from nothing to this giant program with 90 kids participating. And you can see it takes pulling kids from all over the city to make a group at the same level. So no one high school likely has enough players at the same level to do a valid quartet.
Well, and it seems in hindsight so obvious. It's like, why didn't anybody do this before? This is something that, you know, should have a 100-year history behind it. And, you know, you and a lot of hard work have created this. So congratulations.
Thanks.
And Jessica is here working too.
Jessica and Maya are both going to rehearse for the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony this afternoon. And their strings have a concert tomorrow at Calvary Methodist Church, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony strings in the Tiffany Concert Series.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad we mentioned that. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today. And I hope we'll get to see you again if you're going off to school this fall away from Pittsburgh. Good luck.